Welcome to Spartan Athlete here on the Spartan Up Podcast. We talk to some of the best athletes in the business. They're going to give you tips and tricks and techniques on ways for you to conquer the course. Welcome back to Spartan Athlete. I'm your host, Mappy Davis, here with Ryan Kent, a.k.a.
Drop the Hammer.
How does training differ for you when you're not racing as often, when you have sort of an off season?
Well, when you don't have a race every weekend or every other week and you're able to just like train through, like you don't have to worry about kind of backing off and you're able to get just like consistent training. And the more consistent training you do, the higher your fitness level is going to get. So if you're constantly, you know, backing off for a race and then getting a week of good training and then backing off for a race, you're not really gaining more and more fitness. So the longer stretch you have in between races, just the higher level of fitness you're going to get.
When it comes time for the week of the race, so were you in sort of taper mode? Are you not training as hard?
Yeah. I would say you back off the volume, but you either maintain or increase intensity. So, you know, just for example, you know, maybe I had an 8-mile run scheduled. Maybe I do 4, but I ramp up the pace on that run. So you're basically giving your legs a break from all the volume you've been putting in, but you're still getting your heart rate up. That way it's ready to rock and roll on race day.
Do you know the difference between amps and volts?
No.
Me either. What is your background?
My background's track and field and cross country. So even though I am built a little bit bigger than most of the guys, I can still move pretty quick. You know, I've recently run like a 15-minute 5K weighing 180 pounds. So that's something I take a lot of pride in. So, you know, if some of the guys out here want to underestimate me because I'm bigger, then, you know, they got another thing coming.
So if someone's newer in racing and they're built more like you, they're not a super thin runner, what would you say to that for a newer person?
You have to find that balance of how much cardio do you want to do and how much strength. And the thing about this sport is everybody's a little bit different. Shoot, I'm 5 years into this and I'm still kind of playing with that. Take advantage of the parts of the course that really cater to you. You know, if you feel like you're strong and you got strong legs, strong arms, really dominate that bucket carry, dominate that sandbag carry, and just use what the course gives you.
How do you train at home for that stuff?
I mean, I do a lot of deadlifts and squats. That's a lot of my off season is strengthening my body. That way it's able to handle, you know, the season ahead.
Do you need to get faster every year, or you think if you get a certain level of...
You got to get faster every year. There was a point in time when you could probably run a 16-minute 5K, and as long as you were able to be efficient through the obstacles, you were a podium threat. Now you got to get back to the grind and try to find ways to get quicker because everybody else is getting quicker.
How important to you is racing mindset?
Yeah, racing mindset is a big component to competing at really any level. You know, for me personally, I like to come to an event and I have to come and do media stuff, but I really like to have some one-on-one time with myself. That way I can just kind of get in my own head and just like really mentally prepare myself for like the pain that I'm going to have to go through. If you just show up to the starting line and you really haven't prepped, it can catch you off guard. So as long as you're aware of what's about to happen, I think your chances of doing better increase. Doing whatever you can to try to get the most out of yourself is a challenge. You just got to find what motivates you and what inspires you, and hopefully that can, you know, get the most out of you.
Ryan Kent, drop the hammer.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much for listening to Spartan Athlete, part of our weekly series here on the Spartan Up Podcast. We have new content for you almost every single day to keep you on track. You can go to Spartan.com to find a race near you. You can subscribe and follow us on iTunes, Spotify. You can watch us here on YouTube. And you can also hit us up on Instagram at Spartan Up Podcast. We'd love to hear from you.